You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the first time next year, the New Zealand Census will ask questions about gender and sexual identity. I spoke to Jason Atwell from ATSATS New Zealand about the change and what this data might be used for. I first asked about what questions are being asked on the 2023 Census.
Okay, so we're asking about sex at birth. We're asking about gender, so gender is a social thing, what do you identify with, and we're also asking about sexual identity, so how you identify sexually.
With the collection of this data, how could it potentially be used and by what services?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting to be collecting this data first and foremost because we're going to be reflecting, you know, the diversity of Aotearoa New Zealand. And I think, you know, what's really important is we're going to be getting a really good idea of these communities for the very first time in the census. And that can be used, you know, for services and areas of need and also, you know, just to be able to say how many people in the community there are out there and what help they might need.
Has there been any data collected like this before?
Yes, so we've done some great testing with the Rainbow community and the LGBTQI plus and intersex Aotearoa. So we've been engaging with people in the community to make sure we get these questions right. And so we've been working over the last few years to make sure that the questions reflect who we are trying to reflect. And we've used these questions in our other household surveys. So, for example, the household economic survey, and also we've asked similar kind of questions in the general social survey, which measures wellbeing, and it's gone really, really well. We've got some amazing data out of those household surveys.
What precautions are in place for the privacy of this data?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we take confidentiality really seriously at Stats NZ. So, you know, we want to make sure that it's safe for people to answer these questions. So we do have confidentiality things in place. So you can fill out the census either online or on paper. And if you're doing the online form, you can submit it. Nobody else in the household can see your answers. And then once we get the data, it's used to aggregate. So we won't be publishing anything that will, you know, show anybody's individual details. It's all published up to an aggregate level. So we take data confidentiality and privacy very, very seriously.
Are you worried about undercounting due to factors like rainbow people being statistically more likely to experience homelessness or not being out to family members who are handling census forms?
So we do, this time around the census, we're making sure we have lots of people on the ground to make sure we're getting, you know, to every New Zealander that we possibly can get to. And, you know, it really is just trying to celebrate that we are asking these questions and we really do want the rainbow community, LGBTQI+, and intersex to get involved in filling out the census so that we can reflect them in the final data.
What kind of community groups are you working with to make sure adequately counting the rainbow community?
So we've been really lucky that we've got an amazing group of individuals who represent different parts of the rainbow community have been on an external advisory group with us. So we've been on a great journey with those people. We've been working with intersex Aotearoa specifically around the intersex questions as well. So we have a bunch of people that we work with that reflect different parts of the rainbow community. So that's sort of what we're doing to try and, one, get the questions right and make sure it adequately reflects the rainbow community, but also to get the messages out there as well that it's really important to be counted in the census next year.
That was Jason Atwell from Stats NZ on the 2023 census, including questions about rainbow identity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.